Hey there, friend. Welcome to Online Courses Made Easy. I'm your host, Robin Kent, and I am thrilled you are here with me. Do you find yourself with a head full of course ideas and content only to feel overwhelmed when it's time to transform that knowledge into a profitable online course, navigate the course technology, and craft a clear launch strategy? No worries, because this podcast is designed just for you. I'll guide you in mastering the art of organizing and delivering your course content for student success, creating launch strategies that draw in your dream students, and setting up systems that make learning a breeze. So go grab your favorite cup of coffee and let's dive in and simplify the world of online courses. Hey, friend. Okay, today I want to talk to you about what to do before you start building that course. Don't build your course until you do these three things. Please, please, please. I am just seeing time after time, people are getting so excited about building the course, again, figuring out the platform they're going to be on, and then you go and launch it, and there are people who are like, what? What are you talking about? You did what? You created what? If you don't set it up right, it's going to fall flat and you're going to get discouraged. It's not like you can't come back from it, but you're going to be so hyped up. You're going to be so excited that you built this course and you're so jazzed. But if you don't do these three things, then you're going to feel like poo when you go launch the course. Okay. So let's tackle this together. The very first thing that I want you to do before you build a course, all right, is market research. You've heard me talk about this time and time again. If you have been on my podcast for any length of time, you have heard me say this. Okay, market research. You might be thinking, what exactly do you mean when you keep saying market research? Like, I need the nitty gritty. I need it laid out. Well, I'll just tell you this, that I really go in depth with my clients when I work with them one-on-one, or in my new group program that I'm going to be launching later this month. It's called 28 Days to Course Clarity. And in these 28 days, I'm going to be working with a group of course creators who are ready to create a course their audience is going to buy. All right. I hear this time after time. Will my people buy my course? Is this topic something that people will pay for? Well, we're going to work on that together before you ever worry about what platform you're going to do it on and before you put it out there and get it in people's hands. Okay. So make sure to sign up for the waitlist if you're interested in the 28-day Course Clarity Jumpstart. Okay, that's number one. But market research. So in market research, what we need to do is, one, we need to know, we know the stuff. Like, we already know the information that's in the back of our head of whatever skill set you have done, whether it was you were a classroom teacher for years and you can teach people, you can teach first graders how to read, or maybe you already know the stuff of how to help leaders organize their groups of people and actually delegate information. Or maybe you know how to actually not kill your plants. And you want to help people do that. One of my clients does that, and I'm so grateful for her. So you know this. But the thing is that you don't know, and what you have to find out in market research is, what do other people think they need? How can you position the knowledge that you have and help answer the questions that they're asking? So you really have to dig deep and understand who your ideal client is and what are they really searching for? What are they going on to Google and saying, help me not kill my plants? Are they saying, help me have a better structure in my organization because it feels like it's falling apart? Are they going in there and are they searching, you know, if you're solving menopausal, perimenopausal things, are they searching how to get rid of belly fat? What are they searching for? So you have to go and do your market research and help them navigate that. It's not a just go do it one time and it's done with. It's a continuous thing. Does your course need to address ABC or does it need to address DEF? What I mean by that is, say that you are going to help someone build a brand and maybe they need a course on the visual pieces of a brand. So they're looking, how do I choose my color? How do I make a brand board? How do I actually, you know, put something together that creates the right message in my branding? But then also branding strategies can narrow down to their voice, their brand voice, like how they talk to people, not just the visual aspect, but the words they use and the copy they use. So you might be making a course on branding, but you have to figure out what is your audience actually looking for to how are you going to navigate that course on branding and making it crystal clear. All right. So that's market research. All right. Number two is finding the right audience because, again, you have this knowledge in your head. You're figuring out what you're what your audience is looking for, but you have to pull them in and get them into whether it is your email list, whether it is maybe your Facebook group, maybe listeners to your podcast, watching your videos on YouTube. You have to make sure you're finding the right audience that needs the course that you want to build, because you can have this amazing course. I've seen some of my clients do this before where they will have this amazing course. They will take a handful of people through their course that brings amazing results, great results, no problems at all. But when they are not filling up their pipeline and finding the right audience, then they have this beautiful packaged course that has all of these amazing pieces in it, and they have not found the right people, the people that connect to them, the people that are looking for exactly what they have. So you're going to find more of your audience after you build your course, but if you want to launch it and be able to say, yes, I have at least, you know, 5 people or 10 people walking through the door and saying, yes, give it to me. I am waiting. They're waiting on the edge of your seat. Okay. So that's number two. Number three, let's imagine you've done your market research. You have found your audience, but you have to make sure they know you're creating a course. Okay. You can know where these people are. You can have them on your email list, but you have to hype them up and you have to let them know it's coming. All right. It's kind of like just dropping hints into your email or again, into your podcast, into your content. Take them on the journey. People love seeing things being created. They get inspired. They get excited. You know, whether it is, again, you're building a course about perimenopausal conditions and you're like, totally, girl, I have been where you are. And let me tell you, I've put it together in a course and it's going to be launching really soon. So you can figure out how to get rid of that belly fat that 5 years ago, you used to be able to get rid of, no problem at all. And so you're slowly dripping that out to them. You're hyping them up. Don't wait till the day your course is ready to go. You have to let them know that you're working on it. Let them know what, you know, the people who come into your course, what they're going to be able to accomplish, what you're going to be doing with them, how you're going to be supporting them, what they're going to find in there, and what it's going to look like when they get in there. You have to spend time hyping your course up. Because if, again, you build this amazing course with all of these skills and talents that you have, but then they're like, wait, what? Because you make a post and you go, I have this course. And you put this link on your social media, or you put this link of, go to my link in my bio on my Instagram and, you know, you can buy my course. And they're like, wait a second, And you build a course? Oh, I didn't even know that. Remember, if you've listened to any of my other episodes, I bet you have heard me say that 15 to 20 touches before someone is ready to buy from you. So they need to know about this course. They need to know about this digital offer that you have 15 to 20 times before they're ready to buy. So the more you're talking about it, the more you're telling stories about it, whether it's in your social media stories, wherever it is, letting them know that it's coming. Then you really go into the big launch phase of, you know, listing it all out and stuff like that. But in the hype phase, they have to know that it's coming. Okay, my friend, I hope that you pause and go and take care of these three things. Say that you've already built this amazing course. You've already got it on a course platform. It's okay. You have not wasted your time, but you might have to pause that for a second and go make sure that it matches what your market research says, that you have the right audience in front of you for that, and that you continue to hype it up and you continue to let people know that this is what you have and this is how you can help them. So, okay, my friend, well, I hope that you found this helpful. And remember, go sign up on the 28-day Course Clarity Jumpstart. If you are eager to jump into a course that I am going to be putting together, this is going to be a beta round. This is going to be because I've been doing this with my one-on-one clients of helping them figure out how to do market research, how to make sure to set up your real basic pieces. And this is long before a website, okay? This is not talking about setting up pieces for a website, but setting up pieces that you can create that right audience, that you can nurture them, you can let them know it's coming, make sure you have the right messaging. We're going to be doing all of that in the 28-day Course Clarity Jumpstart so that you can just be so pumped and so excited. So when you say doors are open, people are going to be like clicking the button and actually buying the course you have created. So, all right, my friend, have a wonderful day, and I will be talking to you very soon. Hey, friend, thanks so much for listening to the Online Courses Made Easy podcast today. I sure hope it helped get your wheels turning in believing that you too can create a profitable online course. If you ever have any questions or want to dig deeper into navigating your course creation journey, then make sure to come join me and other course creators over in the community on Facebook, where we are all on the same journey of building that online course to grow our business and have more time freedom with our families. Go to robinkent.com/community so that you can build, launch, and deliver the online course you can't stop thinking about. Can't wait to see you in the next episode. Have a great week.